shah shchita, let's say. Then b'shas the second avodah, chaza v'chishev chuslim koyim my posel. He had a moina b'shas the kabbalah to make this rika at the wrong place, not on the mizbech altogether. That's like a machshava psula. But the ain't by chorus, because there's no pickle on this. Mashenke chutzlizmana, let's say he has in mind to make this rika tomorrow. So pigul b'chiyav molav chorus, yes. Has considered mamash a machshava as a pigul, and it's chayav chorus. Even though first he had a machshava to make this rika the wrong place, but since it was on the mizbeach, that's not called the machshava psula. Therefore, the second machshavas take effect. Yeah. Lemochor, posel. Let's say the first machshava was to make this rika tomorrow. So that's posel. Now, chozav v'chishev ben chus lezmana v'chus lemkoymoy, posel v'yem bekoros. Since he had his first machshava, b'shah shchita, to make this rika in the wrong place tomorrow, so that made a psul, and that's not pigul. Therefore, later, the second machshava he has, the machshava is pigul, that's balocho, it's not chal pigul, therefore it's not chay of koros. That's what it says later, the Gemara later. Now, v'shloy b'mkoymoy, k'mkoymoy dom, if you tell him, now you have a machshava to do it, shloy b'mkoymoy. It's considered like it's in the right place. If it's so high posel, pigulu, why is it only called posel? It says lamocha, we had a machshava to do this avoida tomorrow, so it's only posel. Question, why is it posel? The chorish of light, it should remain a real pigul. Like you had a mind to make a good zrika the right place, but tomorrow, chuslas manoi. That's the regular case of pigul. So how come it says here, if you had a machshava to make this zrika on top or on bottom, the wrong place of the Mizbeach, and that's like not considered a Zrika. Therefore, even though you have Machshava to do it tomorrow, you do not make pigul. But if you tell me, Chuslim Koim is Kum Koim Adomi, it should be a real pigul. So why does it say, you're not Chayav Koros? So the Gemara answers that Zrik or Oma Mazutra, Zrika Dishar Yebosa Bachilo, Maisla de Pigul. Such a Zrika, that's matter, the boss are even to be eaten, that's called the good avoid, that's called the good achila, that makes pigle. But you have to have a machshava, b'shas the shchito, or the kabbalah or the locha, that you're going to make this type of a zrika, that would have been matter, the boss of achila, the wrong time. In other words, it has to be at the right place, just the wrong time. Mashen kein zrika, to loishar yebosa b'achila, this type of a zrika, on the wrong place of the mizbeach, even though it's the mechaper, but since like our Mishnah says it's posel, meaning the boss is not mutter b'achila, lemaisel de pigul, such a machshav and such a type of zrika does not make pigul. That's not cool. You wanted to do a good avodah zrika just the wrong time. Machshav is pigul means you have in mind to make the right type of zrika in the right place. Just the only thing is you're doing it shloim bismanoi the wrong time. Here that you had in mind to make a zrika that would not be mata the boss of achila, that's not considered a good zrika. So even though you have a mind to do this tomorrow, here it does not make a pigle.
All right, we'll continue on the next. We'll continue on this blot on the other side. Just make sure you end the start at the beginning of the other side. On the beginning of the start, on the beginning of the other side, we'll start with that. We'll start. Continue on to learn that for Chav Zayin. So just let the tape end and then turn it over to the other side. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph around 5 lines down. The Gemara says now, Omale Rav Ashi l'Mazutra. So Rav Ashi said to Mazutra, Mino l'choho, how do you know this Yisoid? That Mazutra just answered and said that a Zerika, which is Sharya, the boss of Achilom, that Zerika could bring the day Tigul. But a Zerika that's not Mata, the boss of Yachilo, or Zerika of not on the right place, on the Mizbeach, that Zerika, that Achilo, cannot bring the day pickle. That was Mazutra's answer before. So Rashi, yes, Mazutra, now, how do you know this from? The answer in the Pasuk says, by the Pasha of Pigle says, V'yemeyochel, yeyochel, mibosa zervashlomov, pigle yiya. So the side of pigle is, again, during one of the Dalar Avodis, you have in mind to make an Achilo, which is either Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach, Shaloi Bismana at the wrong time. It says, V'mecha Yochem Abbasad Zerach Shom of Pigul Yiyah. So that's like this. Mi She Piguloi Gorim Loi. It has to be that the only thing wrong that you did here was you had a Machshavis Pigul. That's all you saw it Pigul. Rashi says, Mi She Piguloi Gorim means Shaloi Yochel Hu. the koi bi'oina bi'avoina tisa, only if the only thing wrong with us mismach shabbos pigul. Yotze zeh, this case goes out, shein pigula gormloi. There's something else that causes you that you're not allowed to eat this meat. It's not only the psul of the machshavas pigul, but it's also from the fact that the zrika was the wrong type of a zrika. El isa dov racha gorem loy. There's another type of an isa. That's the din of the Mishnah. That since the zrika was done shloy dem koimoy, or zrika that not on the right place of the mizbeach is not ma to the basa vachilo. So since there's something else that's stopping you from eating this basa, that machshava does not make pigul. Pigul, the pshat is that the only thing wrong is only the machsheves pigul. If not for this machsheves pigul, the avoid you're doing would have been matter the boss of Yachilo. Now, because of your machsheves pigul, that makes the yisur. But over here, there's something else that makes the yisur. The fact that shleidim koimoi, therefore, does not make pigul. For the Mori Hoch, if that's the source, so is Tzulu Namil Elisul, it should not even make a psalida. Shrashi Hoch, it lay heavy, it's rekalinya machshovo. It's still not in this law, this law shouldn't even make up so at all. In other words, since Nagei Tichus Pigul, this Zerika Shlevim Koimai is not called like a Zerika, it's a Zerika that's possible, so it should not even make up so either. Just like the Machshava doesn't make Pigul, the Korban should be kosher. This Machshava should not be a good Machshava at all. It should not even be a Machshava to make up so. That's the most question, Yochi, you still not in this law. So my answer is, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, it's not worse than if a Kohen has in mind b'shas tafei the zrika or b'shas any one of the avoiders that's going to make that the boss is just going to leave over. He's going to leave it over till tomorrow. That's called machsheves sinuach. And believe it, Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda Shita, Rashi says the machsheves sinuach. So a choshev mila nichla mocher. A kopon he had in mind here to leave it over until tomorrow. And this goes leave it, Rav Yehuda, like we'll have in the next parak. Kol avsulim. The Kohen has in mind that the Shashi makes the Kabbalah, that he plans just to leave over the Dam until tomorrow. He does not plan to do the Avodah tomorrow. He just plans to leave over the Dam tomorrow. Rav Yehuda, that's also a Psul Machshava. See also, the fact you have in mind to make this Zerika on the wrong place of the Mizbeach tomorrow, it's not worse than just thinking to leave it open until tomorrow. So therefore, even though true does not become Pigul, Rakopon and Posol, there is a psul in the carbon. Now, Rosh Lakish Shom, Rosh Lakish says, he goes back to our Mishnah, and he argues on Shmuel that says, Li'olam Posol Mamish. That our Mishnah says, if you make a Zerika, not on the right place, it's supposed to be on bottom, you make it on top, on bottom. When the Mishnah says Posol, Rosh Lakish says it's Posol Mamish. That means there's no Kapor either. It's not called a good Zerika. And Vishloi Bim Koimoi, Kim Koimidomi. Even though Shaloi B'mokom is really called Kim Kramer Domi, still he holds now Mishnah that it's possible. So how could that be with Kasha? Kan Shenosan B'shtika, Kan Shenosan B'yamira. In other words, that Rosh Lakish also holds like Shmuel's Rosh as before, that Shaloi B'mokom Kramer is Nischapru, that Lamaisa the Ritza Kapora for the Bailim. So how could our Mishnah say then that it's really possible completely? That's the terror that Joshua the Postik is Shinostan Bishtika. He didn't have any machshava b'shas he made this Rika. If he just made this Rika on the Mizbeach, in the wrong place of the Mizbeach, then there is a kapara. But our Mishnah is talking about Kan Shinostan b'yamira, meaning the Kohen had a machshava, Rashi says, to do it, the machshava Zrika, zu machshava, he lists a bit kimkaimai. That he had a machshava lecha bosa chutzlas manai. He had the shas, this Riki had a mind to eat the basar not the right time. So, since he had a machshav of psulia, that's the chiddush that is possible. Perenach nami, there's no chiv chorus. To machshav is Riki zu, machshav u listok and mekoy medomi, plelofagel. It cannot make him a real pigul, because pigul again is only in the case with mata the basar dachila. But over here, since he had a machshav of psula, it makes the psul. The Mishnah says no korban is possible, there's no kaporo, but pigul there's not. In other words, he also holds from the Josh of the Posik that a zrika shleidim kremoi makes a kaporo, but it does not make a heter achilo. So since such a zrika does not make a heter achilo, therefore it does not make pigul. So now Mishnah says possible means true the korban is possible completely, not because of the zrika or shleidim kremoi only, So the goes off, you had a machshava, tita bosa tomorrow. So you had a machshava's pigul. So since this zrika was not a complete zrika, therefore did not make a chiyuv koros, but rather only makes a psul in the korban. Tanan learned like this. Tanan, chishav litin esan nisnan lamata lamala. He had machshava to put the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom to put it on top. Or else, lamala lamata. He had in mind to put the dam that's supposed to be on top. He had the dam that he had machshava to put it on the bottom. So
yes, this was the brice we just put down before. And so if I admitted he had a machshava sinuach, believe it or not, to where we answered before, pshat the brice was, it's not worse than the machshava of sinuach, just leave it over. And it goes leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it's possible. Now Rabbi Yechonin says, Idi v'idi shenosam b'shtika. Rabbi Yechonin says, no, both. Our Mishnah is also talking about where the dam was put shloi b'mokon on the Mizbeach b'shtika. It says, so, why does our Mishnah say it's possible? B'shloi b'mkoymoi, lav k'mkoymedomi, niyot poshid, that shloi b'mkoymoi is not called k'mkoymedomi. It's in the wrong place, it's not called like you made his rik at all. Therefore, it's possible. Who are then the Bible is not mechaper, since shleibim kaimoi is lav kum kaimedomi. For tomorrow, that's what Rabbi Yechon says. So why does the Brisa say it's actually to do it over again? And our Mishnah says that it's possible. I tell you, v'hod yikah dam hanefesh, v'hod alek dam hanefesh enechnami. Our Mishnah is talking about where there's no more dam hanefesh. That's why you can't do it over again. But enechnami, if there would be more dam hanefesh left over, you could do it over again. Enechanami. If so, Tanan we learned, Posel v'yein by chorus. It says Shana Mishnah that it's Posel, but there's no key of chorus. So now Bishlem al Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, is very good. Hainu Dutani Posel v'yein by chorus. That's why it says in about Mishnah. That's why it says in about Mishnah. The Mishnah has got to say that it's only Posel, but there's no chorus. And that's the Chiddush, because according to Resh Lakish,